For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's a new angle on the government shutdown and a way to get the border wall built. The president tells reporters he has considered declaring a national emergency and follow through with his idea of having the military build the border wall.
We could call a national emergency and build it very quickly.
A federal law does give the president the limited power to use unobligated military construction funds during a national emergency. George W. Bush invoked that power after 9/11, but the president says he'll continue trying to convince congressional Democrats first.
If we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
The impression you get from the president that he would like to not only close government, build a wall, but also abolish Congress. So the only voice that mattered was his own.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The December jobs report went way beyond expectations. John Clemens reports.
312,000 new jobs were created last month as the economy had a strong finish for the year. Eleni Karageorge is with the Department of Labor.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 312,000 in December, and the unemployment rate rose to 3.9%. Job gains occurred in healthcare, food services and drinking places, construction, manufacturing, and retail trade.
I'm John Clemens.
In Torrance, California, deadly violence at a bowling alley. KNX News anchor Mark Austin Thomas.
The Torrance Police Department says three people have been shot and killed at a bowling alley. It's called Gable House Bowl on Hawthorne Boulevard. Four additional people are injured. Its website describes the facility as a gaming venue with bowling, a full arcade, and laser tag. Torrance Police want people to stay away from that area while they investigate.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA's Chris Barnes has the chilling details of a new study on ice cubes.
Would you like that on the rocks? Because researchers say you may want to hold off on that. A food safety specialist at North Carolina State University says bacteria and viruses from E. coli to Salmonella can live in freezing temperatures, meaning they could be alive and living in your ice cubes. Experts say people can avoid contaminated ice and prevent the bacteria from spreading by using purified water, also by washing your hands, using ice scoops when serving the ice, and regularly cleaning your freezer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Republican senator that's known for his bipartisanship is planning to retire. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas says he will not run for re-election in 2020 and instead will retire after this term. The 82-year-old Roberts said he's proud of how he handled his many chairmanships during his tenure.
I have held six gavels in the Congress for the people of Kansas and our nation, and that in of itself might be a record, but it's what happened during my tenures as chairman that I believe will have lasting impacts. It's not just having the gavel, it's what you do with the gavel.
Roberts began his Capitol Hill career as an aide back in 1967.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.